Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You can be seated. And if you would, turn to two openings. Turn to 2 Timothy and Psalm 4. 2 Timothy 3 and 1. He said, this know also, in other words, know this too, that in the last days perilous times shall come. And he talks about how men will be, and it's not good. How selfish and disobedient and unthankful, and goes on and on about how people love pleasure more than they love God. And man, you don't have to look far to see that now. I mean, it's... But he said, as a result of that, there will be perilous times. Another translation brought out, there'd be dangerous times. Dangerous. So we began talking last week about the answer to this. What do? If you live in dangerous times. Well, you have Psalm 4. Psalm 4 and verse 8 says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, even in the middle of dangerous times. Why? For you, Lord, only make me dwell in safety. Dwell means live. Stay. Live where? In safety. Dwell and stay where? In safety. Listen to the English version. Today's English version is the exact title. He said, when I lie down, I go to sleep in peace. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. You alone, O Lord, only you, keep me perfectly safe. So the title of this series is Perfect Protection. Perfect protection. Faith comes by hearing. If you're going to have faith in protection, you should hear something about protection. Particularly, the more dangerous days you live in, you ought to hear some more about it, so that you're prepared, so that you can lay hold of and enjoy and live in and stay in this perfect protection. He said, you alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. Everybody say that out loud. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. Say it out loud again. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. One more time. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. Hallelujah. Is it true?
Yes.
Well, it's Bible. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Do you believe it for yourself?
Yes.
You were there in 2 Timothy 3. You still have that or not?
Yes.
Good. Look at it again then. He said in the last days, there'd be perilous times. The world is a perilous place. The world is a dangerous place. And the fix is not for you and I to go on a crusade to make the whole world safe. Ain't gonna happen. Did you hear me? Oh, sure. Do whatever you know to do around your house and around your church. And that's what we're talking about. You living in this safety and protection. But as far as me and you and all the believers in the world, changing the whole globe and making the whole planet safe to live on, we're not going to get her done. It's not going to happen. Why? Well, not everybody's going to get saved. Not everybody's going to serve God. And there are demons in the world. And there's curse in the world. So there is going to be, as long as you live, as long as your kids live, your grandkids live till the Lord comes back, there's going to be this danger. There's going to be this peril. Now, Paul talked about this. Go to 2 Corinthians 11. How many believe Paul was and is a man of faith? You believe he walked in power? Led by the Spirit? But look in 2 Corinthians 11 and 26. He talks about some experiences he had. 2 Corinthians 11, 26. He said, in journeyings often, in perils of waters. Now, peril means danger. Perils of waters, perils of robbers, perils by my own countrymen, perils by the heathen, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, perils among false brethren. Let me read that to you from the NIV. He said, I've been constantly on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. Could you be in danger? Well, he was in a lot of danger. He was in a lot of dangerous situations. Go back to 2 Timothy now, same chapter, third chapter. And he, you know, this is the same man the Spirit of God is speaking through who talks about there's going to be perilous times in the last days. Well, he knew what he was talking about personally, didn't he? He said, I've been in a lot of dangerous situations. I've been in a lot of perilous situations. And in 2 Timothy 3, when he said in the last days, there'd be perilous times. If you skip on down in that same chapter, in verse 10, so all this flows together. He said, but you have fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but, oh yeah, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Whoo, glory to God. Out of them all. The New Living says, but the Lord delivered me from all of it. The NRS says, the Lord rescued me from all of them. All of them. Did the Lord promise you that He would get you out of every dangerous situation?
Yes.
Let me say it like this, that you'd never be in a dangerous situation.
No.
No. But what do you have His word on? That He will protect you. And He will keep you. He will guard you. He will guide you. And out of it all. Oh, hallelujah. Out of them all. He delivered me. Glory to God. That's what the psalmist said. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivers him out of them all, out of all of them.
Yeah.
Say it out loud, I'm coming through everyone.
Delivered from everyone.
Protected through everyone.
Glory to God.
I mean, when you think about all the things he had gone through. Shipwrecked. Attacked. On and on and on. And he's writing about it. He said, yeah, I went through a lot. He said, but the Lord delivered me out of every one of them. And here I am writing you this letter. Because God is faithful to protect. Can you say amen?
Amen?
You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. Now turn to Psalm 91. We began to look at this last week and we saw a great truth. We know the Lord is faithful. If he tells you he'll do something, you can count on it. We don't have to be concerned about him. If he's going to do his part, we should focus on our part. What's our part of this thing? Yeah, that's right. We learned one thing last week. That's our part. Psalm 91. Are you there? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord. Is saying important? How did God create everything we see? He said it. And it was. How do you get born again? You believe it in your heart. And you say it with your mouth. If you need a mountain moved out of your life, what do? You speak to it, right? And the list goes on and on and on. In what 2 Corinthians 4, he said, I believed, therefore I've spoken. Yes. We believe, and so we speak.
Thank you, Lord.
So it gives God a legal right to work in our lives. And if we're going to expect protection, then we need to say out loud of our mouth, and not just one time and forget it for the next 20 years. When it crosses your mind, every time it's relevant, open your mouth and say, the Lord is my protector. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my shelter. He's my God. In Him I trust. You need to say it. You need to decree it. And it needs to be so that it's not just talk, that He is your God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Under His Wing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204B. That's R1204B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.